basketball doubleheader. I'm Randy Catula back with you. Joining me for the second ball game, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, first of all, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Nice outing for you. Quite an evening there for young Mr. Kaler. As I understand it, 7 threes, not quite a school record, right?
Yeah, about got there. We gave him 3 extra opportunities, but
the school record would have been 8, but he ended up with 7, but still a good outing. Talking about the scores of games around the area, the game completed here just a few minutes ago, of course, Johnson Brock with the win over HTRS. The final score, Johnson Brock 73, HTRS 37. That means the Johnson Brock Eagles advance to Thursday night's sub-district final when they will face the winner of this upcoming game between Pawnee City and Weeping Water. Other scores in boys sub-district action around the area in Class D2 at Fall City, the Sacred Heart Irish got the win over Lewiston. 82-28 was the final in that one. 82-28, Sacred Heart over Lewiston. And in C1 boys sub-district, it was Auburn over Fall City, 74-30. That game played tonight in Auburn, 74-30. Bulldogs with the win over the Fall City Tigers. Up next, the Pawnee City Indians, the Weeping Water Indians. So we'll have the battle of the Indians tonight when we're back here Friday night. It'll be Eagles versus Eagles.
Yeah.
BDS Eagles are going to be in town. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups here. You want to take a look at those for us, Dalton? First of all, for Johnson Brock, or for Pawnee City, I'm sorry.
Yep. Home team on the scoreboard, Pawnee City Indians. Starters are 5'8 junior Justin Pierce, 6'1 sophomore Drew Meninga, 5'11 senior Bryson Horst, a 5'11 sophomore Anthony Kling, and a 5'9 sophomore Jet Farwell.
And Kling and Farwell, that pair of sophomores, are probably the most dynamic sophomore duo around Southeast Nebraska right now. Those two young men just kind of feed off of each other, and they really play well together. They share a lot of assists, and consequently, they both get a lot of points for the Pawnee City Indians. Let's take a look now at the starters for Weeping Water.
For Weeping Water, a 5'10 junior, Riggs Wilson, a 6-foot sophomore, Gus McGill, a 6'3 senior, Hayden Nash, a 5'10 junior, Sailor Rhodes, and a senior, Ethan Sabala.
All right, we're going to step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with the opening tip-off for our second half of our doubleheader right after this one-minute break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. Randy Catula, Dalton Knippelmeyer with you. A big welcome to all of our Pawnee City listeners and viewers, as well as those of you in the Weeping Water School District. We made the website and the web address both for the video stream and for our audio stream available to our friends in Weeping Water. So for those of you that have found us and tuned in, glad to have you with us. Do us a favor. If you can think of someone around Pawnee City or Weeping Water that might enjoy tonight's broadcast, give them a call right now and share that website with them. Let them know you found us. They may as well listen in. The more the merrier. We're ready to jump it up. Hayden Nash will step in for Weeping Water. He'll jump it up against Anthony Kling for Pawnee City. We can't just call them Indians tonight. Both schools use the Indians as their mascots. Ready for the opening tip. Our official now steps into the center circle. The ball is up. False start. And going to give the award the ball to Weeping Water. Anthony Kling got a little over-anxious and jumped up before the ball was tossed. Weeping Water will get the basketball. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Little note here to start, too. Joseph Martini is starting instead of Bryson Horse for Pawnee City.
Martini's in the starting lineup. All right. With the basketball is Sailor Rhodes. He feeds to the right side in the corner. That's Riggs Wilson with the basketball. Riggs Wilson is double-teamed, in trouble. Top of the key, back up to Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes operates at the point guard here. Now works to the right side of the free throw lane. Little floater off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound, try for follow shot, putback won't go. Here's a three from the top of the key, up and good by Riggs Wilson. Wilson with the first basket of the night. Weeping Water, 3-17 on the season coming into this one. Pawnee City at 12-8 on the year. Indians basketball in the corner. Fighting for the loose basketball is Jet Farwell. He comes out of there with it in traffic. Tries to go up with a shot. Has the ball taken away. Stolen by Hayden Nash. Nash has it stolen right back the other direction. Anthony Kling. Breakaway lay-in up and good. Kling with his first 2 points. It's 3-2. Weeping Water on top for the Indians. Hayden Nash on the dribble. Nash goes out onto the left wing with it. That's McGill handles the ball. Back into the corner left side. Nash again. Nash takes one dribble. Hands the ball off, coming at the free throws line is Rhodes. Has the ball dribbled away, then ripped loose, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Weeping Water, I believe, on Rhodes. We'll see when they post it.
Yeah, the foul is on number 20, Taylor Rhodes. His first personal, first team foul for Weeping Water.
Not a shooting foul. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Inbound the ball to Jet Farwell. Farwell looks to the left side to Drew Menega. Menega goes to Anthony Kling, out to the right side. In the paint, ball dribbled away and stolen from Martini. Fast break the other way, nearly stolen right back by Justin Pierce. Pierce picked the pocket of Hayden Nash over here, but the ball got away out of bounds off of Pierce. It'll stay with the Weeping Water Indians. Riggs Wilson to inbound it. In forecourt on the side. Wilson lobs the ball into his teammate, Sailor Rhodes. Right back it comes to Riggs Wilson. Wilson being guarded closely by Jet Farwell. Jet exchanging pleasantries with the cheering section over here, smiling about something. Not sure what they said to him, but it left a big smile on Jet Farwell's face. Skip pass across court, far side to Rhodes. Here's a long three, top of the key, that's up and off no good. With the rebound is Drew Menega. Menega gets it down to Kling. Kling, an off-balance shot, got his own rebound. Follow shot, put back up, and good for Anthony Kling. He's got 4 points. Pawnee City with their first lead of the ball game, 4-3, 5:53 to play here in the first period. Weeping Waters basketball. Hayden Nash into the corner right side. Gives to Riggs Wilson. Wilson works the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Joseph Martini chases after him. Martini got the start here tonight. On the baseline right side, try for a layup. The shot is put up by Gus McGill, but a whistle and a foul is called on Pawnee City.
Foul is on number 10, Drew Menega, his first personal first team foul for Pawnee City.
Gus McGill will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. McGill, a 6-foot sophomore. Free throw is on the way up and hits the back of the iron and rimmed off. Couldn't get it to drop. He'll have another attempt coming. 5:36 to play here now in the first quarter. We're just underway. 4-3, Pawnee City up by one. Second shot is up and good for Gus McGill, and we're tied at four apiece. Indians basketball into forecourt. Jet Farwell feeds into the corner. Right side, double dribble is going to be called over on the far side by Drew Menega. And that'll be an unforced turnover. Give the ball right back to Weeping Water. Weeping Water with the basketball. I want to call it the Indians. I can't do that. Telling you it's the Indians' ball won't do a bit of good there. Weeping Water's ball on the right side. Riggs Wilson. Wilson top of the key. Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes takes a couple of dribbles, backs out between the rings. Again, back to Wilson. Wilson guarded carefully here in the defense by Jet Farwell. Inside the paint, they lob it into Sabala. Sabala can't get a look. There's a three from the left wing that's up. Sabala has the rebound on the right side of the free throw line. Beats into the corner to Wilson. He'll put up a long shot that's off no good. Down court, fast break. Justin Pierce got behind the defense, driving lay-in up and good. Justin Pierce caught the defense napping, got down there and was all alone. That's too easy. Laid it in for the two-point lay-in. It's 6-4, Pawnee City. Up by two, 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. Riggs Wilson for three, top of the key. It won't go. Good job of chipping the ball out of there for Pawnee City by Meniga. Martini with the ball across the timeline. Joseph Martini picks up his dribble. He'll be fouled.
Foul is on number three, Gus McGill. His first personal second team foul for Weeping Water.
It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. Nobody wants to come over and play inbound it. Now Kling says, I guess I'll do the duties. Anthony Kling will inbound it on the near side in forecourt. Inbound the ball to Farwell. Jet Farwell, ball tipped away. Martini comes up with the loose basketball. Skip pass across court. Pierce can't handle it. It goes out of bounds near the scorer's table. And another unforced turnover there against Pawnee City. Coach Hadley Sikora up imploring his players to just take it easy here a little bit, guys. 6-4, Pawnee City by 2. 4:10 to go, first quarter. With the basketball, Sabala. Gets to the left elbow. Hayden Nash with the ball. Nash will pull up for a long three that's off the rim. Rebound, Farwell. Farwell's got Kling out ahead of him to the left. Farwell's going to take it all the way for the lay-in. Jeff Farwell for his first 2 points. And it's 8-4. Pawnee City up by 4. Weeping Waters basketball. This is Hayden Nash. He's in the mid-court circle. Nash has the ball tipped away. Stolen by Kling. Kling on the fast breakaway lay-in. Follow shot. Martini is there for the putback. Joseph Martini was Johnny on the spot for that offensive board and the putback after Farwell missed the lay-in on the breakaway. Riggs Wilson handles the ball for Weeping Water up top with the pass. Comes up to Gus McGill. Now on the dribble on the right side, Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes with a fall-away shot that's up and off. No good. Everybody after. Nice job. Safe from going out of bounds by Meniga. Down court, Pierce. Pierce feeds Martini. Martini is going to get called for traveling. Now Joseph Martini got tangled up with about three defenders down there. There was really no place to dribble the basketball. We got a timeout taken on the floor. Timeout on the floor.
There's timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest. And while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer, back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Boys D1 sub-district action. Pawnee City Indians and the Weeping Water Indians. Pawnee City up 10-4 with 3:02 to play in the first quarter. Winner of this one will face Johnson Brock this coming Thursday night here at Johnson Brock for the sub-district final. Weeping Waters basketball. This is Riggs Wilson on the dribble. Wilson comes with a pass to the right side, inside Hayden Nash. Turnaround jump shot up and good. Hayden Nash with his first field goal got it to fall, and he is fouled. Nash will be at the line for the and one.
Foul is on number 23, Anthony Kling, his first personal second team foul for Pawnee City.
Hayden Nash at the line, shooting one free throw. He takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's up and good. Hayden Nash now with the 3 points. 10-7, your score. Weeping Water back within three now. Pawnee City, long three, right side up and good. Where did that come from? Drew Meniga almost looked like an afterthought. He stood there for a moment, kind of turned away, and then decided to fling the ball up there. Nothing but nylon. He got the three, and it's 13-7. Justin Pierce tips the ball away from Weeping Water. It's going to be touched last by Rhodes. Pawnee City will have the basketball, but now the officials are holding a discussion about this. They may overrule it and give it to Weeping Water.
Pierce knew he did it, too.
They got it right. Pierce is smiling about it.
Yep.
He said, well, you can't blame me for trying. Inbound the pass to Sailor Rhodes. Across to the far side, Sabala holds the ball up to Hayden Nash. Now Rhodes gets a pick. pick by Nash, almost has it taken away by Pierce. In the corner, that's Gus McGill. Here's a three from the right wing that's off, no good. Rebound, down court with the basketball. Jet Farwell in a hurry. Farwell driving layup, didn't get it, he's fouled, and we'll put Jet Farwell at the line to shoot two shots. That's an appropriate name for young Mr. Farwell.
Yeah.
First name is Jet, and let me tell you.
He goes up and down the floor quick.
He gets down the floor in a hurry. Who's the foul?
The foul's on number 21, Ethan Sabala, his first personal 13 foul for Weeping Water.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell shooting two shots for the Pawnee City Indians. First one is up and good. Farwell now has 3 points in the ballgame. Makes it 14-7. Pawnee has doubled the score now on Weeping Water. Jet Farwell, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. Farwell hit them both. He's got 4 points. 15-7. Pawnee City up. 2:03 to play, first period. Weeping Water with the basketball. Riggs Wilson against a man-to-man defense now by Pawnee City. Riggs Wilson being chased out here by Jet Farwell. And Farwell got the steal. Took it away from him. Farwell's going to take it all the way in. Lay it up. No. Tipped around. Rebound comes down to Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes outlet pass. Hayden Nash. And Nash will bring it down court for Weeping Water. Nash picked up by Anthony Kling. Into the corner, right side, McGill. McGill puts up a shot that doesn't go. A fight for the rebound, and somehow coming out of there with the basketball is Jet Farwell once again. Farwell starts up this right sideline, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Riggs Wilson.
Yeah, foul is on number 0, Riggs Wilson, his first personal 14 foul for Weeping Water.
It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Martini sets down, checking in to replace him is Bryson Horst. We had Horst listed as a starter, but they went with Martini. And now Horst checks into the ballgame. Martini will catch his breath. Jet Farwell with the basketball to the right side. Justin Pierce up to Anthony Kling, top of the key. Left wing to Horst. Little pick and roll there. Horst went down through the paint. No passes there. Farwell up top to Justin Pierce. Pierce to the right side, gives to Horst, into Pierce in the paint. Pierce, little jumps, little hop, skip, and jumping off the glass. Justin Pierce, that was a sweet move, wasn't
it?
59 seconds to go here in the quarter. Here's a steal. Jet Farwell, he's got Anthony Kling out ahead of him. Gets it to Kling, driving layup. Those two work together so well. I tell you what, Farwell and Kling, they're a 1-2 punch. And they just complement each other so well with the assists. I've been watching this all season, that pair of sophomores. Now Weeping Water down by 12. A fall away jump shot up and off, no good. A push foul on the baseline underneath is going to be called, I think,
on
Wilson. Huh?
Yeah, it's on Riggs Wilson, his second personal 15 foul for Weeping Water.
37 seconds to play here in the first period, 19-7. Pawnee City will have the basketball under the Weeping Water basket. They'll travel the full distance here, leading 19-7. Pierce will inbound it to Jet Farwell. Farwell across the timeline to Anthony Kling on the left wing. Kling works to the top of the key, bounce pass to Justin Pierce. Now with it is Bryson Horst with the ball, almost has it knocked away. To the left side, it comes again to Farwell. Down to 18 seconds. Pawnee City obviously content to play for one shot. Maybe not. Farwell takes it in, puts the floater up, can't get it. And the rebound down to Mason Mortimer. Mortimer comes up with the rebound. Outlet pass to Rhodes to Mortimer. Mortimer baseline in the corner. Rhodes for three, top of the key. Got it. Nice looking shot by Sailor Rhodes from the top of the key. He got it to drop. That's the end of your first quarter.
We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is proud to continue the tradition of Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980. Two $1,700 scholarships, one in business and one in agriculture, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High Schools and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2023 senior students should see your school counselor for an application. Deadline is April 1st. Frontier Bank, member FDIC, in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Tula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you at Johnson Brock High School. We move to second quarter action. Pawnee City up 19-10. Pawnee City with the basketball. Across court to Justin Pierce. Into the corner, Anthony Kling. Up to Horst. Bryson Horst across. Jet Farwell with the ball. Farwell again comes to Kling. He'll launch a three. It's off the back of the iron. There's a battle for the rebound. Coming down is Hayden Nash for Weeping Water. Nash gets the outlet pass up court to Sailor Roach. Roach at the free throw line goes inside the paint. Ball tipped away and then knocked out of bounds by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling's grandmother, Judy Schultz, sitting right down in front of us here watching the ball game. Judy's been a little under the weather tonight. It's therefore the past few weeks here. Great to see Grandma out here watching Anthony Kling compete tonight for Pawnee City. All right, Weeping Waters basketball. Riggs Wilson to the near side to Gus McGill. McGill launches a three, hits off the iron. Ball is tipped away by Joseph Martini, and Martini ends up with the basketball. Then has it stolen from him. Now a driving lay-in. The chopping off wouldn't go down for Gus McGill, and Martini's got the ball again. This time he says, you know, you take it, Anthony. He gives the ball to Kling, and Kling gets the ball down court. Finds Farwell. Farwell slices between defenders. He was looking for Pierce on the baseline. Ball got kicked out of bounds by Weeping Water. It'll be Pawnee City's ball. Justin Pierce will trigger it in. He'll stand on the baseline just to the left side of his own backboard to inbound it. Justin Pierce lobs it in the paint to Kling. Nice block by Hayden Nash. Great defense there by the 6'3 senior, Hayden Nash. A steal. Pierce down court. Farwell. Farwell one-on-one driving layup. Well, you knew Farwell was going to take that one in. Riggs Wilson didn't have a chance to try and stop that lay-in as Farwell got out ahead of him. And here comes Weeping Water with the basketball. Riggs Wilson with a driving layup. It doesn't go. Martini with the rebound. Fast break looking for Pierce. Pass stolen away by Rhodes and tipped out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds and belong to Weeping Water.
6:19 remaining in the second quarter. Your score, the Pawnee City Indians 21, Weeping Water 10.
Sailor Roach will inbound it under the Pawnee City basket. Inbound pass comes into Hayden Nash. This is Nash on the dribble across the timeline. Bounce pass gets it inside to Sabala. Sabala feeds into traffic. Put it down there to McGill. He couldn't get a look at the basket. Back out on the wing it comes to Hayden Nash. Get pass across court. Long three, left corner up and off. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to call that good, yes. I thought it touched the support.
I think it bounced off.
Went off the,
I think it went off the glass. I don't think it quite got
Let's see
there.
If they're going to count this basket. Yes.
Yep.
And that was put up by Wilson, right?
Yep.
Okay. I thought for a moment it hit the support up above before it came down, but apparently it did not.
And they called a foul on Wilson?
No. Well, how would Wilson get a foul?
No.
I thought the foul was called under the basket, but Wilson's the one that launched the shot from out on the wing, I'm sure, right? Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
A lot of confusion here. They're going to stop play. I was sure that Riggs Wilson was the one that launched
the three. Yeah, he shot the ball across.
Okay, but the foul was called down here under the basket.
I think it was supposed to be on Sabala.
Some discussion now about who the foul is on. They had awarded it or charged it to Riggs Wilson, and that was kind of an unfair thing. Now we'll wait and see who they're going to actually put the foul on when they post it.
They put it on. Oh, wait.
They're not
Maybe
gonna...
not. I'm not sure.
Okay, they're not going to put it up, but the basket counts for Riggs Wilson. We know that. We don't know the mystery foul. Here's a long three for Pawnee City put up and off no good. Rebound, Kling, follow shot, put back up and good. Anthony Kling already with 8 points in the ballgame as he got the putback on the offensive rebound. It's a 10-point Pawnee City lead, 23-13. Pass goes underneath Hayden Nash off the glass. Nice move to the basket by Hayden Nash. He's got 5 points. Makes it 23-15. The lead is back down to 8. Farwell in the paint. He's in trouble. Called for traveling. Farwell got triple teamed in there, had no place to go.
Something interesting here. Both teams wearing their visiting jerseys.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I wonder why somebody didn't show up in white. Black on red.
At least Pawnee City jerseys are black instead of red.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Well, they couldn't have done that to us.
No.
All right. Weeping Waters basketball underneath. Ball tipped away. Good defense down there by Drew Menega. Notice how they both have a 3, they both have a 10, they both have a 20.
And they put that foul up there. It was on Gus McGill on that last season.
Okay, that's who got charged with it, was McGill. Down court, here comes Pawnee City for a driving layup that's up and off, doesn't go.
Now Wilson's got his 3rd.
Now that was Jet Farwell taking it down there. Riggs Wilson, I'm sure, is going to get tagged for this one. That'll be his 3rd personal. At the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Jet has 6 points so far tonight. He's 2 for 2 from the line. This shot is in and out of there. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line.
Announcers change.
Yeah, I know. I do that to him. Has a second shot coming here. Jet Farwell. Second shot on the way up, and good. He hit that one, so now Farwell has 7 for Pawnee City. And it's 24-19. Indians up by 9. 5:09 to go here in the first half at Johnson Brock. Nice steal on the baseline, reaching in and grabbing the ball was Drew Menega. He gets it out to Justin Pierce. Pierce works one-on-one against McGill. To Farwell, free throw line jump shot. Partially blocked, rebound, Kling, follow shot up, got it, and he's fouled. Anthony Kling got the putback. He's in double figures with 10 points and drew the foul. See who it's going to be on.
Foul is on Sailor Rhodes, his 2nd personal, 18th foul for Weeping Water.
Anthony Kling, 10 points now in double figures. He's at the line for the and one. The scorer's table has called the official over to the table. There seems to be a question.
Wipe sweat out.
Oh, that's what they've got. And a perspiration out here on the floor. Waiting to check into the lineup is Logan Tummins, a 5'11 junior, waiting to check in for Weeping Water.
4:52 remaining here in the first half. The Pawnee City Indians lead the Weeping Water Indians 26-15.
Winner of this one takes on Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock, a winner earlier tonight here, 73-37 over HTRS. That'll be the sub-district final. It'll be played Thursday evening here in Johnson.
You're a busy man this week here in Johnson.
Yeah, I'm here a lot. Anthony Kling at the line. Shot is up and good. Kling has 11 points now in the ballgame. I was here last night taking pictures.
Yeah.
Back tonight. I'll be here Thursday night. We'll be back Friday night for the girls' district final with BDS. All right, here's Weeping Waters basketball. Inside goes Rhodes for a driving layup. He couldn't get it, but he got his own rebound. Rhodes gets the outlet pass out to Sabala. Sabala clears it up to Riggs Wilson. Wilson can't go anywhere. Has to come back to Sabala. Top of the key, Hayden Nash for 3. No good. Martini there with a rebound. Gets it out to Kling. Watch out. Here comes Kling driving lay-in up and got it. Boy, he makes that look so easy. Kling with 13 points now. There were 2 defenders back. No way Kling should have been able to get to the hoop there, and he somehow did it. Ball is loose. Justin Pierce had a steal. Then a jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Weeping Water. Good defensive effort, though, by Justin Pierce to get in there and tie up Riggs Wilson. Basketball will stay with the Weeping Water Indians. 4:08 to go, first half, 29-15 our score. It'll be Weeping Waters basketball. Sailor Rhodes bobs it in to Riggs Wilson. Across court to the far side, Mason Mortimer back in the lineup, a 5'10 freshman. Mortimer brings his pass to Wilson. He finds Sailor Rhodes underneath. Turnaround shot, baseline up. No, that shot put up by Logan Tummins. Rebound Pawnee City. Pierce pushes down in a hurry into the corner. Anthony Kling, left side of the basket. Top of the key, Joseph Martini. Martini takes a couple of dribbles, works to the right side of the lane, trying to put a bounce pass underneath. Well, he had the right idea. He was looking. Here's a steal by Pierce. Pierce gets it to Kling behind the back. Shot is up. No. Rebound falling to the floor with the basketball. Everybody after it. Jet Farwell got the rebound, came down on top of a couple of Weeping Water Indians. I think they're just going to call a hell ball.
Yeah.
Possession arrow Pawnee City. Pierce will inbound it. He'll toss it in on the baseline under his own basket. Justin Pierce lobs it into Martini in the corner. Martini, bounce pass comes up top of the key. Long three off, no good by Drew Miniga. But the rebound comes down to Pierce. Pierce gets it to the right side. Farwell for two, up and good. Jet Farwell with a little 12-foot jumper just off the right side of the free throw lane. A high arching mortar shot on that one. Way high in the air and then dropped it through.
Here's
a long three for Weeping Water that doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Sailor Rhodes. Gets it out to Mortimer. The freshman Mortimer gathers up the loose basketball. Mortimer stands on the right elbow with it. Takes a couple of dribbles across court pass to Tummins. Tummins feeds underneath. Shot is up Rhodes. Rebound. Try for putback. Ball goes out of bounds.
Ooh.
Tummins tried to save it from going out of bounds. Who'd he hit with it?
I thought Tummins was standing out of bounds with it, but I guess...
Oh, I did too. Oh, my. They're going to give the ball to Weeping Water?
Maybe Pierce was out of bounds before it went on. I don't know.
Sure looked like Tummins was standing out of bounds when he grabbed that, didn't it? Riggs Wilson will inbound it into traffic. The ball gets away out of bounds. And they're going to say it still stays with Weeping Water down there in the corner. And again, Wilson will inbound it. Wilson's a 5'10 junior, very active part of this Weeping Water basketball team. Riggs Wilson drives the baseline. Oh, nice feed inside the paint. Not ready for the ball with Sailor Rhodes. Into the corner. Here's a jump shot from the right wing that goes up and off, no good. Justin Pierce has the rebound. All the way down, Jet Farwell got his own rebound. A whistle and a foul. I think we're going to have Farwell shooting two here because he was trying for a putback when he got hammered. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to see Jet Farwell at the line shooting two shots.
Fouls on number 33, Mason Mortimer. His first personal 19 foul for Weeping Water.
Jet Farwell has 9 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Farwell in double figures now. He has 10 points. His teammate Anthony Kling also in double figures with 13. I said at the outset of the broadcast, they're quite a pair of sophomores. Farwell, second free throw is up. It's good also. The mechanics of Jet Farwell's free throw are just about perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Substitute in now for Weeping Water. Coming in off the bench, Gus McGill back into the ballgame, replacing Logan Tummins. Weeping Water's basketball, this is Hayden Nash. Hayden Nash works to the left side. He picks up the dribble, gets it into the corner. Baseline right side, Rhodes. Shot is up for three and good. Riggs Wilson, that was. Riggs Wilson, that's his third three-pointer of the night for Wilson. Into the corner, Martini, right side of the bucket, can't get it. Comes up top with it to Kling, a cross-court pass, Pierce. Now Farwell with the ball. Farwell into the corner. Martini with a long two. Oh, a three they're going to give him. I thought he was on the line. Martini gets the three. He's got 5 points. And suddenly it's a 36-18 ball game. Just like that, Pawnee City has doubled up the score on the Weeping Water Indians. Weeping Waters basketball, Sabala.
Whoa.
Here's a long three, an NBA three, way out here. Rebound to Hayden Nash. He'll launch a three from the right side. It doesn't go. Pierce with the rebound. Look out. He's got, he had Kling out there ahead of the defense, but the pass just a little bit wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Weeping Water. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. Hope you're enjoying both the radio broadcast and the video stream. We've got a minute to play here in the first half. Weeping Water with the basketball. A bounce pass into the corner got away from Ethan Sabala. Pawnee City will get the basketball back. 36-18, Pawnee City leading here in this Class D1 sub-district game being played at Johnson Brock High School. Pawnee City with the ball. On the right side, that was Farwell. Shot is up and off, no good, over the top. Rebound, Weeping Water. Down the right side comes Riggs Wilson for three. Off the iron, ball has hit the backboard, or hit the support on the backboard. And Pawnee City will get the ball back. Indians, Pawnee City Indians, that is, have just 40 seconds left with which to work here. May very well just play for one. Coach Hadley Sikora up shouting instructions. Indians basketball. This is Jet Farwell on the dribble. chasing him is Riggs Wilson. Barwell left him in the dust, puts it under to Martini, falls to the floor as he got it to Martini, and Joseph, the recipient of a gift there of 2 points. Martini now with 7. At the other end, a fall-away shot is up and off. Rebound Pawnee City with 12 seconds. Indians have time. Justin Pierce, driving layup, couldn't get it in traffic, but got his own rebound. Tries to go up with another shot, has the ball knocked away. Pierce came out smiling after that one. At the other end, a long three at the buzzer doesn't hit. And at the half, the Pawnee City Indians leading Weeping Water 38-18. That's our halftime score. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring or recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
38-18, our halftime score. The Pawnee City Indians leading Weeping Water. Individual numbers for Weeping Water led by Riggs Wilson. He has 9 points on 3 trays in the first half. Hayden Nash with 5. Sailor Rhodes has 3. And Gus McGill hit 1 out of 2 from the line for a single point for their total of 18. Free throw shooting for Weeping Water. They made 2 out of 3. From the charity stripe. For the Pawnee City Indians, 2 players in double figures, led by Anthony Kling with 13 points. Jet Farwell has 11. Joseph Martini with 7. Justin Pierce has 4. And Drew Menegut put in a tray for 3 points for their total of 38. From the free throw line, Pawnee City made 5 out of 6. At the line in the first half. 38-18, that's our halftime score here at Johnson-Brock. Winner of this one will face Johnson-Brock. They defeated HTRS here earlier tonight, 73-37. Other final scores in the D2 boys sub-district at Fall City. Sacred Heart defeated Lewiston 82-28 in that one. In the C1 sub-district at Auburn, it was Auburn over the Fall City Tigers, 74-30. I'm just going to check while we've got it here very briefly and see if we've got another update yet on the games being played down at Fall City. We do not. So those are the scores that we have so far for you. All right, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout now. Have 2 minutes of commercial information, a latest weather forecast update, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy tonight with a low of 40. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 47. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, chance of snow. Lows around 13. Mainly sunny skies and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 20s Thursday, upper 20s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
February is Heart Month, so here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to live a heart-healthy life. Be active. Eat a heart-healthy diet. Limit alcohol intake. Maintain a healthy weight. Manage stress. And keep cholesterol and blood pressure under control. Taking care of your heart is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at WeaverandMersLaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Weeping Water Indians, 38-18, our halftime score. While we were away, we picked up another final for you in the C2 Boys Sub-District. I believe that's being played at Adams.
Yep.
It was Freeman over Johnson County Central, 66-40. Freeman over JCC 66-40. Repeating those other finals in C1 subs, Auburn over Fall City High, 74-30. Here at Johnson, it was Johnson Brock over HTRS, 73-37 in D1. And in the D2 sub-district at Fall City, Sacred Heart defeated Lewiston, 82-28. Remember, we'll be back here Thursday night for the sub-district final. It'll be the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on the winner of this game between Weeping Water and Pawnee City. Then we'll be back here in Johnson again Friday night for the girls' district final when the Lady Eagles of Johnson Brock will be hosting the Eagles of Bruning Davenport Shickley. I believe that's set for a 7 o'clock ball game, 7 o'clock Friday night. And it's possible if the sun and the moon and the stars all line up right, we could even be here Saturday for a boys' district championship.
Yeah, either Saturday or next Monday or Tuesday.
The thing that could throw a wrench into that whole gearbox, though, is the weather out in western and northwestern Nebraska.
Yeah.
If the snow comes like they say it will, they may not be able to get all those sub-district finals in.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
Yeah, and if they don't get them played, we don't know where the districts are or who the matchups are. That could force them to push all of those district finals back to Monday and Tuesday of next week. We'll just have to see how the weather. After all, Mother Nature's in charge of the playoffs every year. All right, Weeping Water has the basketball as we move into the third quarter. This is Gus McGill with the ball into the corner left side, down to Hayden Nash. Nash feeds it into the baseline left side. Nash gets the ball right back, guarded carefully by Anthony Kling. He feeds it up top now to Ethan Sabala. Into the corner, right side with the ball. That's Gus McGill. McGill wants to drive to the baseline, goes to the hoop, tries to force a shot up, couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Anthony Kling. Kling down court with the ball in a hurry to the right side. Jet Farwell for three. Got it. Farwell, 14 points now in the ball game. That's his first three of the night. He opens the scoring here with a three from the right side. Weeping Water trying to find some offense into the corner. Long shot, baseline left, up, off, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Gus McGill. Riggs Wilson lost the three from the corner that didn't fall. Gus McGill was there, got the rebound, got the put back, and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Fouls on number 10, Drew Menninga, his second personal first team foul for Pawnee City to start the second half.
So at the free throw line is Gus McGill. He's currently one out of two from the line tonight, has 3 points. Shot is up and nope, couldn't get it. And Joseph Martini is there to pull down the rebound for Pawnee City. Martini gets the ball out to Kling. Kling kicks it to the left side to Pierce. Back to Martini between the ring. To Pierce in the paint. Baseline right side handling it. Drew Menninga. Menninga, a cross court pass. Here comes Kling again. Gives up to Menninga for three right side. Got it.
He knew he had it, too.
Drew Menninga with his second three-pointer. He likes that spot out there on the right corner. There's a pass in the corner that gets away, tipped by Pawnee City, and the ball goes out the door and down the hallway. Jet Farwell disappears down there.
Yeah, he just got out of the concession stand.
In the concession stand is where stop by, grab a hot dog and a soda, come back out. Farwell retrieves the basketball, hands it to Mr. Official, and inbounding the ball will be Riggs Wilson. Haven't seen one reach the concessions for a while. Up to Hayden Nash, top of the key. Right wing, that's Riggs Wilson with the ball. Gus McGill. Now goes to Rhodes. We got a whistle away from the basketball. What happened on the baseline?
Foul is called on, I'm not sure. It's on Joseph Martini, his first personal second team foul for the Indians in the second half.
Apparently Martini got to muscling somebody around on the baseline there away from the basketball. Here's the inbound pass to Rhodes. He hands off. Now Rhodes with the ball on the dribble. Right wing. Over to Riggs Wilson, around the horn, Hayden Nash. Lob pass inside, stolen away nicely there by Pawnee City's Bryson Horst. Joseph Martini, goes inside with it to Farwell. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed. There's another three from the corner, up and good. That's the Yeah, I don't know how to describe Drew Menega's shot.
It's a little different. I'm not sure either.
He puts it up when you least expect it. Just when he almost looks like he's starting to go back up the floor before he throws the ball up there.
It's like a slowly. He's holding it slowly, and then all of a sudden it just releases, lets it fly.
Yeah, it almost comes out with a flick of the wrist underhanded. Here's a steal the other way by Gus McGill for driving layup. Nice move by Gus McGill, the 6-foot sophomore. Made the steal, took it the distance, laid it off the glass, and got the two. From the right side, there's a long two that's up and off, no good. The rebound to Martini. He bobbled it there for a moment. There's another three. This one's off the rim and doesn't go. Farwell comes down with the ball. He will be fouled, I think, by Gus McGill.
The foul is on Gus McGill, his third personal first team foul for Weeping Water. 5:32 remaining in the third quarter. Pawnee City Indians lead the Weeping Water Indians 47-22.
Martini will inbound it. Now we've got a sub checking into the lineup for Weeping Water. Back onto the floor comes Logan Tummins. Tummins in to replace Gus McGill. Martini to inbound it in the corner. Martini inbounds a pass to Horst. There's a three that's on the way. Farwell doesn't go. Rebound, Martini. Farwell with a short two that doesn't go. Ball tipped away. Rebound pulled down. Good job by Tummins. Tummins gets the ball down court to Riggs Wilson. Wilson feeds the right side. Baseline right. Laying up and off. No good. Martini's there for the rebound. Good defense and good job on the defensive boards by Joseph Martini, the big man. Martini goes off to Kling with the pass in the paint to the right elbow. Bryson Horst has the ball tipped away, but Kling comes up with it. Now Martini will launch a three, and he hits it from the corner. Joseph Martini with his second three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures, has 10 points for Pawnee City. In the corner, an open look. Little 10-foot floater, up and good by Riggs Wilson. Wilson in double figures, has 11 now. But the score, you look up there, and suddenly it's 50-24. Pawnee City has doubled up the score now again on Weeping Water. With the ball, Anthony Kling. Kling almost has it taken away from him. Dribbles out of trouble. Now the ball's kicked out of bounds off the foot of Sailor Rhodes. It'll stay with the Indians. Mortimer back into the lineup now for Weeping Water. Mortimer checks in. He'll replace Hayden Nash. Inbounding the pass will be Anthony Kling. 5'11 sophomore. He and Farwell, quite a pair. Gets it into Farwell. Jump shot, Farwell in the paint, up and good. And right there is what I was telling you about. They work so well together. Kling found Farwell. Farwell just went wandering into the lane and casually puts it through the hoop. All right, Weeping Water down big now, 52-24, as we hit the four-minute mark of the third quarter. Pawnee City's basketball. They lob it inside. The ball is stolen away with the steal. Here comes Jet Farwell, one-on-one in the paint. Shot is up. No. Got his own rebound. Farwell in traffic. Goes up with another shot. He'll be fouled. Farwell's either going to score on you down there or he's going to get fouled and put himself to the free throw line, and that's what happened. I think Sabala is probably going to be the guilty party.
Fouls on Ethan Sabala, his second team foul for Weeping Water.
Jet Farwell at the line. He has 16 points so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. First free throw is up. Short. It's the front of the rim. He had made 5 out of 6 from the line before that miss, and I didn't even have to mention it to jinx him.
Yeah.
Clock here at Johnson Brock shows 3:47 to play in the third quarter. Our score 52-24. Pawnee City fighting for the right to face Johnson Brock here Thursday night in the sub-district final. Jet Farwell at the line. Second free throw attempt is on the way. It's up. It's off and doesn't go. Missed them both that time, and the rebound comes down to Hayden Nash. Nash gets the ball down court to Riggs Wilson. Top of the key it comes. That's Tummins handling the ball. There's a steal. All the way in, Anthony Kling driving lay-in, up and good. Somebody got ran over in the process, away from the ball. Anthony Kling now with 15 points. Mortimer goes up top with it. There's a three from the right elbow, up and good. Riggs Wilson with his fourth three-pointer of the night. Wilson with 14 points now for Weeping Water. In traffic, in trouble, Farwell. He's triple-teamed, and the ball gets away. It's out of bounds, touch last by Pawnee City. Farwell comes up, looks over at the official with a big old grin on his face.
I think he wanted a foul there. He's
didn't say anything. He was with that smile, he was asking the question, though. Well, it is a 54-27 ball game after all. Here's a pass underneath, deflected away by Pawnee City. Farwell touched it last. It'll stay with the Weeping Water Indians. Weeping Water will inbound it on the baseline. Riggs Wilson to toss it in. Wilson lobs it up top. Finds Hayden Nash with the basketball. Wilson for three. Off the rim, no, but a push foul underneath as they're battling for that rebound. Probably going to go on Tummins.
Yeah, it's on Logan Tummins. His first personal, 13 foul for Weeping Water.
So Pawnee City with the basketball. Up 54-27 now in the paint. Farwell had it dribbled away. A nice steal underneath. Good defense by Tummins. Outlet pass gives up to Hayden Nash, and Nash will push it up the court. Nash on the right side on the elbow. Feeds it down to Riggs Wilson. Wilson, nowhere to go with it. Has Mortimer over there. Now Wilson kicks it to the left elbow. Baseline left side, Gus McGill. McGill can't get a look. They go right back to Wilson with it. Wilson falls to the floor. They're going to probably put a blocking foul on Farwell as they got their legs tied up there.
It's Jeff Farwell. It's his, let's see, your first personal and 13 foul for Pawnee City.
Not a lot of fouls called in the ballgame. That's only the fifth individual foul called on Pawnee City all night. Farwell's going to go out and take a breather. Didn't see who came in to replace him. We'll pick it up.
It's Drew Menninga.
Menninga back onto the floor. Okay. Driving to the baseline right side, trying to force up a shot. Got it to fall and a foul. Gus McGill with a nice move on the right side baseline, put it in the hole, and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Is that his third and one on the night, I believe?
Menegas got called for that one.
Yep, his third personal.
Drew Menega, personal foul number three, team foul number four. At the free throw line, Gus McGill. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, Pawnee City, in a hurry, Kling down into the corner, Justin Pierce. Oh, Pierce with a nice move to get a look at it, couldn't get it there. Kling comes away with the offensive board, but a whistle and a foul stopped play. I think that's McGill.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of looked like horses over Kling there, but they called a foul on McGill for Weeping Water.
All right, Pierce will inbound it. There's that three again from the right side. This one's off, no good. Shot was put up by Drew Menega. Rebound Weeping Water down in a hurry. Trying to deflect the pass away was Drew Menega. He touched it last. It went out of bounds on the baseline.
And McGill's got four. I don't know. I think they're coming to get him here. Yep.
All right. So McGill will set out with four personals. In to replace him is Logan Tummins. Inbounding the ball on the baseline will be Riggs Wilson. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Wilson to lob it up top. Gets it inbounds to Sailor Rhodes. Right back it comes to Wilson. Wilson works clear out at the midcourt circle. Lob pass underneath baseline right side. Tried a kind of a alley-oop lob pass. And a couple of the players got their feet tangled up over there in the corner. Ball went out of bounds. Touched last by Pawnee City. It'll be Weeping Waters basketball. Riggs Wilson will inbound the pass under his own basket. Lobs it onto the right elbow to Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes. Oh, I don't know where Rhodes was throwing that ball, but that's going to be over and back. There was nobody back here.
Not Wilson.
And
there,
they turned it over.
Minute 37 left here in the third quarter. Pawnee City leads Weeping Water 54-29.
Indians basketball at the top of the circle. Justin Pierce to Anthony Kling. Kling feeds it inside. Ball is tipped around. It was loose for a minute. Knocked away from Bryson Horst and stolen. Into forecourt comes Sailor Rhodes with the basketball for Weeping Water. Across court pass to the far side. Riggs Wilson. Long three. Wilson short off the rim. There for the rebound and the putback. Up and good is Hayden Nash. Nash has 7 points now for Weeping Water. 54-31. Pawnee City on top. A minute 10 to play in the third period. Justin Pierce in the corner, left side of the basket. Martini in the paint, goes in for the shot off the front of the glass. Put her down. Joseph Martini, 12 points in the ballgame for Pawnee City. There's a long three from the left elbow that's off the glass. That shot put up by Hayden Nash. Rebound Pawnee City. Justin Pierce will bring the ball up court. Pierce tries to go around the defender, wants to look for the bounce pass, trying to find Anthony Kling under the basket. Pretty good defense there by Weeping Water to put a stop to that. Justin Pierce will toss it into the top of the circle. Menninger for three. Got it.
That's Bryson Morris.
Love watching him shoot that. Drew Menninger has 4 3-pointers, 12 points, 3 of them here in the third quarter, 3 of those threes. Here's a 3 from the corner right side for Weeping Water, put up by Riggs Wilson. Battle for the rebound, ends up back in the hands of Wilson again. He dribbles to the baseline, then gets into the cheerleaders on the far side against the wall between the cheerleaders. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
Foul's on Joseph Martini, second personal 15 foul for Pawnee City.
Weeping Waters basketball under their own bucket. Riggs Wilson, 6'10 junior, 5'10 junior rather, into the corner right side, shot up, too long, rebound Martini. Martini gets it up to Pierce. Pierce, a cross court pass, around the horn baseline left side. This is Kling with the ball, Kling into the corner, feeds to Martini in the paint. There comes Kling for the lay-in, up and good. This team, they work so well together. The way they pass the ball. There's the end of your third quarter.
We'll take a 1 minute timeout. Be right back after this on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Up on the clock, we move into the fourth and final quarter here. 61-31, Pawnee City with a commanding lead over Weeping Water in this boys' D1 sub-district. The winner of this and faces Johnson Brock on Thursday. Pawnee City with the basketball, Martini. Works on the outside of the three-point arc to the right side to Justin Pierce for a long three. Bank shot off the glass. The bank was open for Justin Pierce. That one hit about 2 feet above the rim on the glass and bank right in the hoop. 64-31. Here's Weeping Water down big now. Riggs Wilson looks at the man-to-man defense. Wilson being guarded carefully out there by Jet Farwell. Goes to the corner. There's a reach-in foul. They're going to tag on to Justin Pierce,
I think. That's his second personal 16 foul for Pawnee City.
So it'll be Weeping Waters basketball. They'll play it in right in front of their own bench. Riggs Wilson with the inbound pass to the top of the key. Wilson for three. It's short. And the rebound fought for. Coming out of there with it, Farwell. Fast break to Pierce. Stolen. Down in the corner, that was a good defensive play by Sailor Rhodes to get back on defense. Now Hayden Nash holds the ball. Bounce pass inside the paint. Oh, nice feed. Laying up and good by Sailor.
The ball, I got it through there, but he did.
Yeah, Sailor Rhodes with the basket on the drive in the paint. Pawnee City's basketball. There's Farwell off the glass again. Jet Farwell. Farwell and Kling, they're going to get their points.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you could do to stop them when they come down through the paint, which Weeping Water is finding out. Fallaway jump shot up and good by Riggs Wilson. Wilson hit that one off the right side. Fallaway shot on the other end is up. Basket will count. Nice move by Jet Farwell. Off balance, getting fouled, and still dropped the ball through the hole from the right side of the lane.
I'm not sure who the foul's on. Miguel, I think it's on Miguel.
Well, we'll wait until they show us here.
Yeah, it's on Miguel. Fifth personal, 15 foul for Weeping Water.
So Miguel will foul out of the ball game. He'll leave the contest with 7 points tonight. And at the free throw line, Jet Farwell. for the and one. The shot is up and good. Jet Farwell, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. He's got a basket full of points here. I think 21 now, if I have it added up in my head here correctly. Weeping Waters basketball around the horn. An open look from the left side corner for three is off. No good. Put up by Hayden Nash. Coming down is Martini with the rebound. Martini to the left wing. Gives it up to Farwell. Farwell thought about the shot, then changed his mind. Gives it to Menigan. Underneath it comes to Farwell off the glass. That one was in and out of there. It goes out of bounds off of Weeping Water. Jets wondering how he missed that one.
That was probably one of the easiest ones he's gotten tonight.
Yeah, he puts up some. He and Anthony Kling, they put up some what I'll call circus shots. They're very, very athletic looking, acrobatic. I can think of all kinds of adjectives to describe them in there. And there's one of them. That shot is up. That one won't fall, though. Put up by Anthony Kling. The rebound comes down to Weeping Water. Across the timeline, working to the corner right side. Lob pass in the paint. Trying to put a dribble to the floor and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on
Bryson Horse, his first personal 17 foul for Pawnee City.
So at the free throw line, Ethan Sabala. Sabala has not scored tonight. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Now Mortimer back into the lineup. Mason Mortimer, the freshman. He will replace Hayden Nash. 5:40 to go in the basketball game. Sabala at the line. Free throw on the way up and off. Couldn't get it. Front end of the 1-1. He missed it. The rebound to Pawnee City. Jet Farwell with the ball. Farwell out onto the right wing. This Pawnee City team, there's a whistle and a foul.
That's on Ethan Sabala. Let's see here.
This Pawnee City team is one that Johnson Brock can't take too lightly.
No,
he
not
knows,
at all.
Realize what that pair of guards can do, Kling and Farwell.
Yeah.
I look for a competitive basketball game here at Johnson coming up Thursday night. I want to remind our listeners in Pawnee City that game will be live here on Sunny 101.3 and also streamed Thursday night on Johnson Brock's Strive TV with our audio being simulcast with that video stream. There's a nice speed underneath and a shot that's up and off. Wouldn't go down for a Treyu Kling, little brother to Anthony. A Treyu had a shot. There's a three from the top of the circle up for Weeping Water and good by Hayden. That name?
Riggs Wilson.
Okay, Riggs Wilson got that one for the three. Thank you.
Yep.
There's a fall away shot in the paint. Rebound. Put back up and off the glass again won't go. And now a whistle and a foul underneath. That shot was put up.
Foul will be on Trey Kling. It's his first personal.
A Treyu Kling. I knew they're going to charge it too. Wait a minute.
Never mind. It's on Bryson Horse. I saw a Treyu come over the back.
Okay. Horse is called for the personal. We walk to the other end. And we'll put at the free throw line Saylor Rhodes. He's not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 5 points. Free throw is up and no. Couldn't get her. And now a battle for the rebound. What's the call this time?
A jump ball call.
Held ball.
Yep.
Substitutes checking in for Weeping Water now. Mortimer is in there. He's going to inbound it. Back onto the floor comes Hayden Nash back into the game. Right side, corner, long three, no. Rebound, Menega. Menega has it knocked away by Mortimer and stolen. Saylor Rhodes with the ball, feeds it to Mortimer. Mortimer backs in against the defense, kicks the ball out to Hayden Nash. Into the corner, once again. Wilson for three, no. Chasing after Saylor Rhodes. Rhodes dribbles around Pierce, takes it in for a reverse lay-in, up and good. Nice move by Saylor Rhodes to the basket. So Weeping Water getting a little bit of new life here in this fourth quarter. They're still down by 29 points, but you got to admit these kids are hanging right in there. Now a reach-in foul on Hayden Nash. He tried to go for the steal out here near the top of the free throw circle. At the free throw line for Pawnee City, Jet Farwell at the line. Farwell has hit 6 out of 9 from the free throw line tonight. I believe he's got 21 points just adding it up here in my head quickly. That should be point number 22.
That's somewhere around there.
For Jet Farwell. Makes it a 30-point lead once again for Pawnee City. Farwell, second free throw is on the way. It's up. It's good also. That one hit the front of the rim and then just found a way to crawl over the lip and get in there. I think that gives him 23.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I've got, too.
4 minutes to go in this one. Class D1 boys sub-district here at Johnson Brock. Now what do we got? A whistle down in the corner. Okay, we're going to have a timeout taken.
We'll take first timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, Dalton, you got a college update for us here.
Yeah, the 19th-ranked Creighton Blue Jays lead the 10th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles 40-32 at the half. That game is live on Fox Sports 1.
And on Dalton's telephone.
Yeah.
Here in Johnson, 3:58 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 71-40. Pawnee City in command here, and they appear to be on their way for a date with Johnson Brock on Thursday night back here. There's a bounce pass underneath. Mortimer has his shot blocked. It comes out into the hands of Hayden Nash, however. Nash will reset the offense. Had a cutter, Riggs Wilson, streaking down the baseline. There's a long three up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bryson Horst. Horst will be fouled.
I believe it'll be on Sabala.
So Horst is going to get a chance to go to the line. Now, Bryson has not scored tonight. And he'll be at the line here, shooting
one
of one.
That foul is on Hayden Nash.
Okay. That's his third
second
personal.
18.
Bryson Horst at the line, shooting one and one for Pawnee City. Horst. Shot is up, off the iron, no. Wouldn't drop. Rebound, Weeping Water. In a hurry, down court. Oh, that might have been a double.
Yeah, it looked like it.
It's kind of like bull riding. You got to keep one hand free.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
He had one on the basketball. The other grabbed it. But at this point, it's all academic. 71-40 here with 3:29 to go.
Sub in here for Pawnee City. It's Philip Lane.
Okay, Lane into the ball game. Mortimer to inbound it. Inbound pass comes up to Riggs Wilson. He works the left elbow. Wilson at the free throw line. Now backs out to the right wing. Another long three in and out of there. And the rebound to Pawnee City. Coming down is Bryson Horst. Horst stops at midcourt. Hands the ball back to his teammate. Horst gets it back again. Philip Lane handled the ball for a minute. In goes Justin Pierce, stripped of the basketball, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Philip Lane, a 5'10 junior, on the floor for the Pawnee City Indians. Lane will inbound it. He'll stand just to the right side of his own backboard on the baseline. Lane gets the ball inbounds, tosses it into Jet Farwell around defenders. Farwell trapping layup. Somehow Jet Farwell.
Yeah, I don't. He gets through defenders in a way.
Two defenders on the baseline.
Yeah.
And he still found a way to work his way around them and get to the hoop. You'd swear there's no place to go there, and Farwell finds a lane to get to the basket.
I mean, really, he's not that big of a guy, but he's so fast. He just goes.
There's a driving layup on the left side, up and good by Sailor Roach. Roach got the driving lay-in for Weeping Water. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's a long three, Philip Lane. No. Rebound, follow shot, Atreyu playing. Atreyu tried to go up with a shot, got fouled, and I believe he'll be going to the line.
I think it's a clean block.
No, it was a clean block. They just say it got blocked out of bounds. All right, we got a host of substitutions in now for Weeping Water. Try an idea. Bickford is in, a 5.
Yep, Jaden Bragg.
Okay, pick him up for me there.
Number 12, Brito Diaz. So Derek Brito Diaz, and then they'll leave Nash and Sabala in. They're two seniors, so.
All right. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball now in for the Indians.
Let's see, it's Hunter Wake.
Hunter Wake, a freshman, 5'11". A lot of underclassmen getting some playing time in the sub-districts here. Garrett Duryea with the ball. In the paint, Atreyu Kling, and he'll be called for a double dribble. Atreyu Kling, a freshman, younger brother of Anthony Kling. They were quite a football duo in six-man football this year. We followed the Indians on several of their six-man games. Here's a long three for Weeping Water that's put up and off, no good. Atreyu Kling with the rebound for the Indians, for Pawnee City's Indians. Into forecourt is Philip Lane. Top of the key, it comes to Duryea. Around the horn, right wing, Dawson Wilkinson with the basketball. Wilkinson has it taken away. Fast break the other way. Diaz loses it. Wilkinson gets it right back for Pawnee City. Things getting a little ragged. Lane into the corner, right wing. Hunter Wake with the ball. Oh, underneath the basket. Had an open look, then got double teamed. There's a shot that's up and off. Won't go. Rebound brought down in the corner by Philip Lane. At the free throw line, they feed it to Atreyu Kling. Kling with a shot. It won't go. Rebound. Duryea. Duryea clears it out. Onto the right elbow.
Long three.
Everybody taking a shot at it. Yeah. Lane tried the three. He couldn't get it. Everybody's getting their chance here, aren't they, Dalton?
Smalla came down with the rebound there. In the Weeping Water, yet.
Yeah. Hayden Nash to the top of the key with a long three that's up and good by Ethan Sabala. Sabala, the senior. And you can hear when the senior hit that three, a lot of celebration on the Weeping Water side. They love seeing the senior get his points here, Ethan Sabala, in what obviously will be his final basketball game in the Weeping Water uniform. He's getting hugs of congratulations when he comes to the bench and leaves the ball game. Players checking in here now during the timeout. A minute 10 to go. With the basketball for Pawnee City is Duryea. That's Garrett Duryea, a 5'4 freshman. Ball is going to be stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Bickford with the basketball. That's Tucker Bickford, another freshman for Weeping Water. Gives to Mortimer. Mortimer feeds it to his teammate. Mortimer with a rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Couldn't get it. He'll be fouled. And we're going to put Mason Mortimer, 5'10 freshman, will be at the line to shoot two shots for Weeping Water with just 48 seconds to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up, a complete rundown of all the numbers, individual scoring totals. We'll let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight.
The foul was on Bryson Horse.
All right. Mason Mortimer at the line shooting two. The first one hits the front of the rim. Comes up just short. He'll have another attempt coming here. I think every player on the bench for both teams has seen action tonight. They all come away knowing they played in a sub-district game. Here's a second shot up. It's off and won't go. Rebound to Diaz. There's a long three right side. It won't go down. And the rebound pulled down by Horst. Bryson Horst into forecourt. Takes it into the corner on the right side. Dribbling the ball, covered by Mortimer. Horst backs away for a long three that won't fall. And the rebound taken away by Tummins. Tummins across the timeline. Gives off to his teammate, who squares up for a long three from the right side and got it. Tucker Bickford, a freshman. Bickford with 3 points. He's smiling going up the floor. Gotta love it when a freshman gets in here and gets a big three like that. What a confidence booster that'll be for his sophomore year. Just knowing he can come in and hit one in varsity and sub-districts. Backing out on the dribble, Grant Duryea. 3 seconds, you'll hear the buzzer. There it is, your final score, Pawnee City, 73, and Weeping Water, 48. With the win, Pawnee City will face Johnson Brock Thursday night here in Johnson. You'll hear that game live right here on Sunny 101.3. Stay with us. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap after this two-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Fast. Global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAFS team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAFS contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.